you were on your way to the hospital with your son Oscar. He's been kind of back and forth there, hasn't he?
He has, yes, with his breathing. So we'd just gone in that day. We were at a soft play and he started to struggle with his breathing again. So I just took him straight up to Sick Kids.
And I suppose parking was perhaps the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to get as close to the A&E door as possible to get him seen as quickly as I could.
And so where did you park?
I just parked on the single yellow line outside the hospital, outside the A&E entrance.
And were you there for a lot longer than you'd anticipated?
Yeah, I had to stay in overnight. So, a lot longer than I'd thought I would be in for.
And so when was the moment that you came back to the car then?
I was really tired and I thought I'd have a ticket anyway because I knew I was parked in a single yellow. And so when I picked the tickets up, that's when I found the £25 underneath with a little note.
And had you been aware of the random act of kindness day that was going on yesterday?
No, I didn't have a clue until the Facebook comments later on that evening. So, no, I didn't know about that. So I was really overwhelmed with someone's kindness.
I mean, what did you think when you thought, oh, I've got a parking ticket, nightmare, and then to discover the money?
I was just really quite shocked. I didn't know what to think. At first I thought, I wonder if that's somebody that I know that's done it, but I hadn't really told many people that I was in hospital. And then I thought, oh, maybe it was the traffic warden that had put it in there. But then I thought, no, it's not his handwriting, and there's two tickets. And then I just thought, oh my goodness, somebody random has done this. So just really overwhelmed at somebody thinking to do that.
And so we've got the note here that's been left. All you've got is the writing to go by. You've appealed on Facebook, though, for the person to come forward.
Yeah, definitely, because I'd love to say thank you and just to say thanks for how it made us feel. And I posted on Facebook, obviously, and it's gone viral. And to see the post from everybody else, I'd love for them to just know what's happening in the background.
I mean, are you surprised at how popular your posts become?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have any idea this would happen. So I've set up a Just Giving page because I'd like to, just to see how far this random act of kindness can go to raise money for Sick Kids. And there's been thousands and thousands of people liking and commenting. So I think if everyone just put in a few pounds, this £25 could turn into a lot more. So I've doubled my £25 that I got and put 50 towards it. So just going to see what happens with that.
I mean, have people been contacting you? What kind of things have they been saying?
Just that this person's like an anonymous angel, and just that it's brought a tear to a lot of people's eyes, and a lot of people are just overwhelmed that someone could be so kind.
I mean, a good Samaritan is out there. What would your message be for them if they are listening to the radio right now?
Just that I think they're absolutely amazing, and the knock-on effect of that one act of kindness is absolutely massive, and I think it's going to be even bigger. And I'd love for them to know that. I'd love for them to know what's happening. I've already raised £180 in 10 minutes for Sick Kids, and I've just put it out, so can't wait to see what's going to come back. I'm going for £1 million.
That's amazing. I mean, it's had multiple shares, and it's been on Twitter, it's been on Facebook. This might have the potential to have great momentum.
Well, I think so, because there's absolutely like thousands of people looking and commenting, so everyone's aware of it. And with it going out in the media and things, then yeah, it could raise quite a lot of money for the Sick Kids.
And of course, there is nothing worse than kind of coming out after that ordeal and facing a parking fine.
No, that's true. It's just topped off everything that had happened. But honestly, I just drove away in a daze. I just couldn't believe it, and I still can't believe that somebody's done that.
And how's Oscar now?
He's on the mend. Sick Kids are amazing, and they always are. The staff are brilliant, and they always, you know, look after us so well. So he's on the mend, and he's had his medication and things, so things are good.
So all in all, a good news story.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And just lovely that this is a way that I can kind of put back to Sick Kids as well, because they have been so good for us.